Nurturing Your Wild Soul, a special guided retreat from Victoria Fitzmilgram and True Life Coaching and Retreats. Hour number one, your retreat begins. Welcome to the Nurture Your Wild Soul Personal Retreat. I'm Victoria Fitzmilgram, the director of True Life Coaching and Retreats. I honor and celebrate you that you're making the time to step into a sacred relationship with your inner self, your wild soul. Very briefly, let me share with you the purpose of True Life Coaching and Retreats and how it's designed to support you. I believe we are all sovereigns of our true life. It's as if we were a country or a kingdom, and the task of wise ruling has been given to us, to each of us. It's a sacred service to love and nourish this kingdom, which includes first ourselves and then all the beings and people that populate our world. As humans, we all have to contend with our imperfections, what I call our humanness and our human mess. We all make mistakes. We fall down. And yet, we aspire to live in a way that is a celebration of our unique self. There is a purpose we all have here in this life. And when we find that purpose, our life and everything else shifts. There is more joy, more meaning, and fulfillment in everything. My task is to guide you on your heroine's journey to find those things and implement them into your life, creating what I call your true life. The first step is answering the call. You are here today because you hear it. It may show up as being exhausted from caring so much for others, trying to be superwoman all the time, or feeling the strain of molding yourself into what others want from you, or experiencing an emptiness that comes from following an outer authority similar to that of our culture. Just that alone, the cultural messages and belief systems that we've been told to follow since childhood can take you far, far away from who you really are. Today and this retreat, they're about coming home, home to your true self, your inner beloved, the real sovereign who must rule your life, for the sake of you and the world you touch each day. Let me tell you now how this retreat is designed. Each audio is meant to be listened to in sequence. Begin by making sure that you have quiet space, your own space if possible, with no interruptions. This is your time to honor your sweetest self. It's a time of self-love and nurturing in order to heal, nourish, and celebrate you. The full retreat generally lasts slightly more than 3 hours, so plan for this so that you can be fully present the whole time. I recommend starting at the top of the hour, like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 5 p.m., whatever you choose to begin with. Gather around you a journal, something to write with, some music that you love, and a candle. I will give instructions for each hour, what you need and what to do. After listening to each instruction, just go and do it. You will be guided, but also inventing your own ways of being nurtured. This is about finding your own language, your own forms of self-expression and imagery, and really delighting in your special and unique self. So let's begin. Hour number one, creating sacred space. This first hour is all about creating sacred space. We generally move so fast through our days and are always catering to the needs of other people, whether it's partners or children, our bosses, even our dogs, that we forget to cater to us. For this next hour, I want you to move very slowly. You can stay in bed or create a nest of pillows, some place of comfort for yourself. Then create a small altar made up of things that matter to you. It could be sacred objects, flowers, photographs, whatever speaks to your heart. During this time, you can lay down, stretch, take a bath, move slowly to music. Just listen to what is calling you and follow. Take your time. There's nowhere else to be right now and nothing else to do. Get out your journal and answer these questions during the rest of this hour. What is my intention for this time today? What outcome would I love to have from taking this time for myself? At first, it might be a bit scary to have this spacious time. What am I doing, you might ask. You might experience feelings or emotions that you might have been ignoring or pushing away up till now. That is okay. Just breathe slowly and deeply. You can stay with this. If you find yourself moving away, looking for a distraction, come back, gently, with kindness, to just breathing and paying attention or noticing what's coming up. Just let it be. Try and listen to your heart and its longings and desires. You have full permission now to follow your heart. The writer Hermann Hesse said, "Within you there is a stillness and a sanctuary to which you can retreat at any time and be yourself." So now there's no one else to be, so take the rest of this hour on your own. At the end of that time, come back at the top of the hour and listen to the next set of instructions. See you then.